The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
All right, everybody, it is Monday. It is 5 o'clock, and that means this is Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton. I'm your host for this show. Jim Davis will not be with us today, but we do have three A-team members, or two and one. One is missing in action.
Yeah, that's right, MIA. Right.
I don't know where he went. Anyway, in the studio right now with us, though, is Ken Morrow, who is here on a pretty regular basis because he is very involved with the Second Amendment issues and very involved with Floridians for
Immigration Enforcement.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So welcome, Ken, to the show. And also we have today Scott Thomas. Scott Thomas is the president of the Duval Trump Club. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Karen.
Glad you're here. We also have AJ. AJ Davis is
our
producer.
That's right. You got another Davis. You know.
That's right. We always.
I don't know why my cousin couldn't make it. But
we got the good Davis. We're good. We're in good shape.
All right.
So, we're going to be covering quite a few topics today, and I thank you for tuning in. It's almost obligatory to mention the fact that there is an attempt at impeachment going on in Washington, D.C.
A coup, you mean?
A coup. Thank you very much. I really don't intend to spend really any great time talking about this because I think we're in a consensus here in the studio that people are sick to death of hearing about all this. I mean, it's like ad nauseum. It just goes on and on and on and on. And every pundit on TV is going through their analysis. It's 24/7.
I don't want to see Schiff ever again. I mean, I'm just sick of the guy.
Really? So unless somebody out there has something that is just you're chomping at the bit and you can't stand it anymore, and there's something that has not been covered somewhere along the line. I know this afternoon I was talking with another one of our A-team members, John Kraft, and he said, you know, nobody's ever mentioned that in this whole impeachment process. The House, there's your prosecutors. They call the witnesses, and then they develop their case, and then they bring that case and present it to the Senate. They are the jurors.
Right.
Since when do the jurors ask for more witnesses? It doesn't happen. Either they got them or they don't. So it was a good point. But,
that's what happens when you have a rush to judgment.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when you have a coup. This has nothing to do with any kind of constitutional effort. It's obviously total nonsense, and it is the greatest injustice that has, I think, probably legally ever been done. Illegally, there's a bunch of them out there, but the greatest supposedly legal injustice that's ever been done in the history of this country. It's an absurdity. So anyway, I really don't have anything else to cover on that one. But we have, except for, you know, God bless President Trump, and hopefully this will all be over with this week and we will get back to business as usual and try to get something accomplished for the United States. I am thrilled that he continues to just do his job through all this. You know, like, you guys just, you know, do whatever. I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm signing new deals.
Yep.
Great guy. President Trump. Yeah, God bless him. All right. So we need to talk about a couple of other issues here. And Second Amendment, as you know, if you listen to our program on a regular basis, you know that Second Amendment is a very important thing that we discuss on a regular basis. And we've been spending a lot of time, not just on the radio, but out in activities regarding Second Amendment for the last few weeks. Last week, the Republican Liberty Caucus, which is kind of I think we talked about the Liberty Caucus a couple, 3 weeks ago with Bob White, who is the president of the state Liberty Caucus. And it is a very conservative constitutional organization that is, you know, believes in the basic tenets of the Republican platform without without going off on weird tangents all the time, and believes in the basic Constitution, the way it was written. Small government, get out of our lives. That's what the Liberty Caucus is all about. So the Liberty Caucus has been very involved in fighting for the Second Amendment in Tallahassee.
Definitely.
And that's we want to talk about this because we've been, Ken and I were in Tallahassee last week, specifically to lobby for several different liberty issues, like private property, term limits for school boards across the state, things like that. But included in the lobbying was definitely the Second Amendment. And we found out some really, really fascinating things.
Some should concern a lot of people.
Yeah. First of all, for those of you who may not be aware, because everybody thinks, I can't tell you, we also, in the last 2 weeks, the last 2 weekends, Ken and I and Ray and a couple of other people want to thank Alexia Edwards
and
Tony Ricardo also for coming with us to the gun shows. There was one, there's been a gun show in Jacksonville these last 2 weekends. And we met a lot of people and tried to get information out about the Second Amendment. And you would think at the gun show, everybody would go, oh my God, you know, yes, I'll help you. I'll do this. I'll do that. Half of them would look at you and go, yeah, you know, I really don't care. To the point where, I would just lean back over across the table and go, excuse me, really? Really? You expect to keep that gun? You know, the people drive me insane.
I mean, it's getting scary what they're doing in Tallahassee.
It's getting real scary.
Well, real concern is we don't want to see Florida turn into another Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And that is evident that they're trying to do that.
Slowly but surely, they are definitely trying to move us in that direction.
One of the things that came up, there were a number of women that came by to actually pick up information we had.
Uh-huh.
And all those women said, they will not take my guns.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's right. Yeah, the rhetoric from the left is very powerful, and they've got a lot of money behind them. But we spent a couple of days in Tallahassee doing these lobby days and met with several senators and state representatives over a 2-day period. And it was very enlightening. There are 38 gun control bills filed in the legislature this session.
That are anti-gun.
Anti-gun, gun control. 38 of them.
Wow.
And I mean, some of them are just fascinating. A lot of them aren't going to go anywhere. I mean, they're just not. The House isn't going to touch them, and the Senate isn't really going to move them through a lot of committees. But they're there, and they're pushing them. And there's nothing that says that they can't fold some of these bills into the bigger one. But it's you know, use that to amend what is
right.
moving through the process.
Right.
They're talking about 2 years ago we had the bill 7026. Thank you very much. And that's what created the red flag laws.
Among other things.
Among other things.
Yeah.
And it raised the limit to being able to purchase certain firearms to 21 instead of 18. Now one of these new bills says let's make it 25. You know, it's that incrementalism. They get a little bit, you give them a little bit, and then they got to go to the next step. So it was amazing to me how many people at the gun show didn't even know that there was a red flag law. So when we're talking about getting the message out and making sure that people are aware and then getting them involved, this is a really big deal.
It is.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about the red flag law, too. Some people think that they have an opportunity to go back after they've been served. If they don't take advantage of that situation as soon as within 14 days, they can actually lose their rights.
So basically losing their due process.
Right.
You lose your due process in this process no matter what.
Yeah.
Immediately. Because if there's a complaint and they go to a judge and get an injunction, they come back to your door at 6 o'clock in the morning, you knock on the door and say, hey, we're here to take your guns. There's no pre-notice.
Right.
You don't get to go, you have to prove. They don't have to prove anything. They take your guns. And then you've got 14 days to take legal action to prove otherwise.
So you got to pay then to get your guns.
You've got to pay thousands.
Wow.
Thousands of dollars to get your rights back and to get your property back. So it is a huge issue. We're going to be talking more about this when we come back from this break. So do not go away. Right here, Battleground News on WBOB. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. MILSAVER.com.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
For your questions and comments to Battleground News, call 904-831-0600.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Battleground News. This is Karen Morton, your host. I'm in the studio with Scott Thomas.
Yay.
Hey, and Ken Morrow.
Hey.
All right, we're talking about the Second Amendment, things that are going on in Tallahassee, things that many of you may not be aware of. Now, the biggest gun control bill being pushed in Tallahassee this session is SB 7028. And this is being pushed by the president of the Senate, Bill Galvano.
A Republican.
Thank you. He's a Republican, folks.
Actually,
or supposedly.
He's a rhino.
Yeah, big time. This guy is pushing this bill. He has said that it is his signature issue. Gun control is his signature issue.
Sponsored by none other than Michael Bloomberg and $500,000 contribution to his effort.
There you go. $500,000, and not just willy-nilly $500,000, specifically from one of Bloomberg's PACs.
Mums
that
Demand
is,
Action.
Who's specifically for gun control. So $500,000 apparently speaks, and our Republican leadership in the Senate, and again, let's repeat this, Senator Bill Galvano is pushing this, and the bill was actually sponsored by and put on into play by Tom Lee, Senator Tom Lee, another Republican.
In the Infrastructure and Security Committee.
Yes, chairman of. And they're really pushing this hot and heavy. There's a lot of provisions in this bill. One of the most heinous is that the bill would require for any kind of private sale that's done anywhere that can be publicly accessed, that private sale literally has to be pretty much conducted just like any sale at a store, where the seller has to go through a list of questions. Now, there's no form for this. You just have to know the law and come up with a piece of paper with your questions on it. That basically goes through everything that you would go through with a background check. You have to get answers, in writing from the person who's buying this property from you on a personal one-to-one basis, then you have to have it notarized. Now, you want to hear about another infringement? There we go. But there's something else that nobody's talking about. There is some money earmarked in this bill, the $4 million, whatever.
Is this a JEA deal or is this gun control?
You know what? Honest to God, it's the same. Yeah, thank you. Good analogy. Okay, tell me about that extra provision in this bill.
Okay, on the bill, there's supposedly a $4.3 million set aside to set up 37 to 40 individual police officers. We're trying to get additional detail on this to find out what specifically the responsibility is going to be. But beyond that, there's also an additional, I think, $1.3 million set aside, too, for more or less like a slush fund for that group.
Right. And this group, from what we can tell in the bill, without being able to get any specifics from anybody in the from the people who wrote it, from what we can tell, this 37 to 40 people is kind of like a squad who will be available and specially trained to go out and take your guns.
So like the FICA court?
Yeah, kind of like that. Only they'll be knocking on your door. And I don't know if they'll bring CNN cameras with them as well.
Like Roger Stone?
Yeah. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, this is dangerous. And these are Republicans pulling this nonsense. Now, the bill, first stop was Chairman Tom Lee's Infrastructure and Security Committee. And they debated the bill, and then they took a vote on the bill. And with one exception, it passed unanimously. I got to tell you, there's not just one Republican sitting on this committee, but it passed unanimously with one exception. And I will give credit, some credit, to Senator Aaron Bean. He was the lone Republican on the committee who got up out of his chair, grabbed his coffee, and walked out. He didn't stay to vote no.
Could have voted no, though.
Could have voted no.
Why didn't he vote no?
You know what? I don't know. And I'd love to find out. I would really love to find out from him why. But it would have been better for him to cast that no vote so it would be on record. But he did at least walk out so that they didn't have an additional vote in their unanimous consent for putting this forward. So,
Two additional things are in this.
Yeah.
The next step is Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, if it passes Judiciary, it goes into Appropriations. If it passes Appropriations, it goes to the floor for a vote.
Right.
You need to contact anybody on the Judiciary Committee and also on the Appropriations Committee and tell them to vote no.
Right. Now, I'll tell you, there's something that's coming up, and we do have some remedies to at least help get the word out. Republican Liberty Caucus has put out two mailers. They're like large postcards. And on one side of them, it tells them that we will not stand for any more gun control. This is absolutely unacceptable. And there's a place for you to sign the card. And then there's a place to put stamps on them. One is already pre-addressed to Chairman Tom Lee. And one is already pre-addressed to Senate President Bill Galvano. These are available. We're passing these out at the gun shows. A lot of people took them. They got it. They are sending them in. They're being distributed throughout the state of Florida by the Republican Liberty Caucus. We have them in some of the gun shops, or we'll have them out soon. And there is a Second Amendment forum coming up. We are not able in this 1 hour to begin to cover everything that needs to be covered. But on February 8th, please, please, February 8th, Saturday morning, at the Salem Center, we are having a Second Amendment forum. We have one of the good state legislators, Representative Cord Byrd, who is also a Second Amendment attorney. He will be speaking. We have the president of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, Bob White. He will be speaking. We have the general counsel for Florida Carry, Eric Friday, who will be speaking. We may have an additional one as well. But we are going to be going through a lot of detail that I know you haven't heard, and getting people ready, because we have got to lay the groundwork to make sure that Florida does not become Virginia.
Florida's session ends March 13th.
Right.
We have from now until then. Keep in mind also these bills will actually go through committee prior to that. We need to stop them dead in committee before they get any
more
votes.
We need your help. So when you come to the forum on February 8th, these mailer cards will be available for you to take and send in. And like I said, they'll be out in some of the gun shops in the next couple of days. We've had them out at both gun shows. We are trying to get these out and distributed. So please put on your calendar. It'll be 9 o'clock to noon, 9 to noon, February 8th. And if you need details, it's $10 to get in. That includes your breakfast, so you don't starve to death. 9 to noon, February 8th. You can go to, if you're on Facebook, go to Battleground News. And like the page Battleground News, you can scroll down and find the event and the link to the tickets. You can go to also the Republican Liberty Caucus of Northeast Florida, which is on Facebook. Like that page, and the event is on there. But if you can't get tickets ahead of time, we're good with that. Just come to the Salem Center, which is on Bonneval Road. If you need information, Go to Facebook and find it on Battleground News or Republican Liberty Caucus of Northeast Florida.
And you may find a flyer at some of your local gun shops, because we've taken the responsibility to actually pass this information out to them, asking them to make you aware of the fact. And when I walk in, I tell them, I'm trying to save your business.
Exactly. Now, and we're trying to hurry because we don't have a whole lot of time, because after the break, we've got George Papadopoulos joining us. So another thing that's coming up is a Senate resolution. It's been put forth in the Senate by another Republican, Wilton Simpson, who, by the way, will be the next president of the Senate. Another Republican. This bill is to put forward a resolution from the state of Florida that condemns white supremacy, which is kind of like the KKK. Oh, I think we've all condemned that decades ago. And white nationalism. White nationalism, according to their definition, is the Democrat rhetoric that says, you know, if you are for the border wall, if you are against illegal immigration, then you're a white nationalist.
You're a hate group.
That's right. And that's what they're trying to condemn. And we got a bunch of Republican senators that are pushing this deal and trying to actually help the Democrats condemn their definition of white nationalists. It's going to be used against every single one of us. I can tell you that right now.
Wow.
So
one extremely bad example they used was the Jacksonville Landing shooting. That was something that they claimed was white nationalism. That had nothing to do with white nationalism.
Nothing. That person
bought his guns in Maryland with their universal background check. So we know universal background checks do not work.
If you're crazy, you're crazy. Your guy was losing the game and going to be out several thousand dollars, and he got ticked off. That was it. So just because you the person who has a weapon happens to be white, they're calling that white nationalism. And Bill Galvano, by the way, has been taking a look at. He's trying to do a study to prove that there's white nationalism connected to mass shootings. You've got to be kidding me. Anyway, this is really important. The Senate resolution was put forth by Republican Senator Wilton Simpson, but there are a lot of Republican co-sponsors, and two of them are right here from Northeast Florida. So Travis Hudson, Senator, Republican from Palm Coast area, and also, folks, Rob Bradley, Senator Rob Bradley
from Clay County,
Orange Park, is co-sponsoring this resolution. I'm telling you, folks, you need to contact your representatives and let them know that, and in this case, your state senators, let them know that this is not acceptable. This is ridiculous. And this isn't making the news. I mean, nobody knows about this, but it's out there and it's passing through committees.
One key thing, they bypass the fact that there are between 10 to 75 major democratically sponsored groups that are basically more radical than supposedly we are.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. So, folks, I'm telling you, stay tuned with us, but there's so much we've got to do. Be sure to come February 8th, 9 to noon at the Salem Center for the Second Amendment Gun Rights Forum. We're going to be back after these messages, and we're going to be talking to George Papadopoulos, who's got a fascinating story to tell us. So don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. China on Monday expanded its sweeping efforts to contain a deadly virus, extending the Lunar Year holiday to keep the public at home and avoid spreading infection as the death toll rose to 81. Mongolia closed its vast border with China, and Hong Kong and Malaysia announced they would bar entry to visitors from the Chinese province at the center of the outbreak following a warning by medical officials that the virus's ability to spread was growing. Survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp prayed and wept as they marked the 75th anniversary of its liberation, returning Monday to the place where they lost entire families and warning about the ominous growth of anti-Semitism and hatred in the world. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 453 points, the NASDAQ dropped 175, the S&P lower by 51. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerry Lademan. Some changes coming in Florida schools after Governor DeSantis announced some new statewide curriculum standards. New standards called BEST K-12 will end standardized testing, make math class easier, make civics lessons a bigger part of the school day, among other things. The governor says those new guidelines will be phased in as he moves the state away from the Common Core curriculum and back to what he calls the basics. Basketball fans in Jacksonville and around the world, among those mourning the death of Kobe Bryant, also expressing his sadness, former NBA and Jacksonville University star Artis Gilmore, who says he's in shock and says it's hard to overstate Kobe Bryant's career and legacy. Investigators on the scene near Los Angeles today where Bryant, his teenage daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash on Sunday. Fog may have played a role, but the final report on the crash won't be out for months. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still no active accidents, but there is a broken down vehicle on I-95 heading north before the 295 West Beltway on the south side. Also, there's congestion on the West Beltway on 295 northbound from Old St. Augustine Road heading toward the Punkman Bridge. Also, congestion on the East Beltway 295 northbound around the UNF Town Center exit. Mostly cloudy with gradual clearing tonight, low 42, Tuesday sunny, high 65.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer's the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Battleground News is taking your calls now at 904-831-0600.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Battleground News. And we are waiting for Annie Delgado and George Papadopoulos to give us a call. They should be calling in the next minute or two here. And I wanted to let you know that one of the reasons that I asked for George Papadopoulos to call into the radio today is because he is actually going to be here in Jacksonville this Friday. And we've got the Trump Club president here with us, Scott Thomas. And it's going to be a really good evening.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. He's going to be there. He's going to also sign books. And it's an exciting evening. And, of course, you're going to be there with your fellow Trump supporters.
Exactly. Exactly true. I think for those of you who have not seen the flyer yet, again, we've got flyers out. We've been putting them out all over the place. We've sent emails to people who are on the Trump Club email list.
I got mine.
You got yours. I know. We sent out a few thousand of them. And again, you can find out about the information by following Battleground News on Facebook or Twitter. Battleground News. Just go to that page, like it. Like us on Twitter. I mean, that's where you can find out all of these things. When we talk about something, we post links to everything. So if you go to Battleground News and you look at the announcement for today's show, you will see links to the gun rights forum on February 8th, and you will see link to the George Papadopoulos event coming up on Friday. So it's going to be Friday evening from 6 o'clock is registration and a chance to order from the menu if you choose. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll start the actual program. But it's at Mudville Grill.
Yeah, excellent food there.
Excellent
also,
place.
Let me say something, Karen. Please
make sure that you actually go on and get a ticket, because our last event we had at Mudville Grill was sold out.
Yes. Those of you, a lot of you may remember that we had Scott Pressler here a few months ago at the Mudville Grill, and we kept telling people, limited seating, and nobody believed us. And then we wound up with a ton of extra people that some of them got turned away because that we literally had no space left, and the fire marshal has certain rules.
And Lewis won't let us bust out the other walls either.
So. Yeah, Lewis was not into demolition that night, probably won't be Friday. So, and thank you very much to Lewis Joseph, owner of Mudville Grill, for letting us host our events there. When available, and it like I said, we love the Mudville Grill and the food is excellent, and we really are looking forward to this evening.
And the ladies take good care of you as well, as far as serving your food.
Absolutely. So I think that it's going to be a really good evening. Now the admission price for the tickets.
Yes, the admission price is for general admission is $15. But if I was you, I would do the VIP admission, which includes a signed book for $30. I mean, it's a great deal. So come on down.
Absolutely. And, you know, $30 and includes an autographed book. How can you beat that?
You can't.
I mean, you know.
You can't really.
No, you really can't. I think that we've got a lot of people that are excited. I know we've sold quite a few tickets. I don't know exactly how many, but I can tell you it's getting there. So if you want tickets, again, you can go to Battleground News on Facebook or on Twitter and find the link for tickets. Or for this one, you can go to Eventbrite. Just go eventbrite.com and then search for Papa, P-A-P-A. Because nobody can spell Papadopoulos until you get used to it.
Unless you're Greek.
Yeah, really.
I'm not Greek, but I can
spell it. Don't worry about it. If you search for Papa, P-A-P-A, it'll pop right up. And you can go ahead and click on that link and get your tickets. So again, it's $15 for general admission and $30 for VIP, which means you get an autographed book. When we started posting this, putting it out, we got some comments. Got a comment from one person said, I can't be there, but I had an opportunity to see George when he was, I think, in Miami. And you know, he was a wonderful speaker, had everybody captivated with his story. And he's don't miss it. Don't miss it. So when you get somebody who's already sat through it, you know, they'll tell you, people are incredibly honest. In politics, you know, they'll tell you this guy sucks, you know.
Touche.
Yeah, we did not get that. We don't get that reaction anywhere. And literally every place we've gone, different Republican club meetings and again, gun shows, you know, like, hey, by the way, George Papadopoulos in town. If somebody was walking around with a Trump shirt or a Trump hat, everybody was like, ooh, you know.
And if you're not currently a member, when you go there on Friday night, please consider signing up for membership to the Duval Trump Club.
Excellent point, Ken.
All right. So I tell you what, I'm getting a message that there's some kind of issue with calling in. So I tell you, can you let's go back for a minute and you've got some information. I'm sorry, folks. Live radio, there are days when it's just... but if you can go back and talk about that, the Second Amendment thing and the white nationalism thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Ken Morrow.
Ken Morrow.
Yeah.
One thing that you did mention was the fact there's also a House bill or House resolution, H.R. 51, that's been tied into it as well. That's being sponsored by a state representative, Escanami from Orlando. And if you look at some of the reports prior to that, back in August timeframe, I think there was a reference to her considering white nationalism as a major problem for the United States and also for Florida. They're trying to tie this all in together again as part of the battle against our right to keep and bear arms, which I think is totally misleading. If you look at some of the situations that have happened, again, there's no specific information to tie them together. It's just the Democrats and their associates trying to control the narrative. We can't let them do that.
Exactly. We really cannot allow them to do this. And I think that we've got the thing that is the most shocking to me, when you look at the white nationalism, white supremacy resolution that they're putting forward, and you look at the House bill, there is a companion bill in the House, surprisingly enough, but it's in the House, it's all Democrats that have filed it and all Democrats that have co-sponsored it. But the person who filed it was Anna Eskamani. And Anna Eskamani is truly as close to a communist as you're going to get. She is an incredibly devout activist on the Democrat side. And a lot of people think she's Hispanic. She's not. She's Middle Eastern.
She's Iranian.
Iranian, yes. And so sometimes I kind of wonder, like, why would you react this way? But anyway, she's quite a very strong activist and advocate for the Democrat socialist communist agenda.
And her sister works with her as a team also.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, you know, I can see where she would be the one to push this on the House side. I mean, I get it. Okay, fine. But on the Senate side, we've got these rhino Republicans lining up. It's almost like they're in line going, oh, pick me, helping these people. I don't understand why we are in this mess. Go ahead.
I had an opportunity to talk to Rob Bradley at one of our meetings in Clay County, and I mentioned the fact, Rob, I was concerned about this because my group that I belong to was called a hate group. Rob said, don't worry about that. It's been well thought out, and don't worry about it. It's not going to go anywhere. Well, that was in November.
Right.
Now we're seeing it go into action. I think what they're, again, trying to do, they're trying to tie in this white nationalism, white supremacy with their ability to go for gun control, gun registration, and then ultimately gun confiscation. We can't let this happen.
No, we cannot let this happen. We do have Marty on the line, and he was in Virginia. So, Marty, welcome to the Battleground News. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, I've been under the weather a little bit. I wanted to call up and mention something that I think it's very timely. The media is talking about the 75th anniversary of the liberation of concentration camps. Now, you have a pretty erudite group of people on your program. Does anybody over there know the race of people that Iranians are?
Persian.
Yeah, I think Persian.
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
I give up.
Iran was formerly Persia. They're majority Shiite Muslim. If you look in the dictionary, they're called Aryans. And Aryans is an Indo-European race. Do you remember anybody else in history who called himself an Aryan?
As a matter of fact, that does ring a bell.
Unfortunately.
As Bernie Sanders, they always talk about the enemy as Mr. Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, the Germans weren't and Aryans, they were Europeans. But so here's my point is, why don't people mention the real enemy and the real bad things? And when they talk about white nationalists, if we look in history, nationalist China fought and was defeated by communist China.
Right, exactly.
There was nothing wrong with somebody being a nationalist. It means they believe in their country.
Exactly.
But the way the left is doing it now is that if somebody says you're a Christian, you're, oh, no, I'm not. They're making you disavow anything that's good.
Gotcha. We're coming up on a break, Marty. Excellent point. Thank you so much for the call. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting, where you're right at a fair price.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting, wired right at a fair price.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. Millsaver.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, January 30th and Friday, January 31st at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Fort Worth Comets at ViStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Absolutely true. Thank you, President Trump. President Trump and four more years of President Trump. This is going to be, I'm telling you, this whole fiasco, people do eventually see what's going on.
I want to start a nasty rumor.
Yeah.
I heard that because he had so much trouble his first 3 years, they're going to give him four more years on top of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wish, but no.
I guess it's the Democrats' plan to spend money they don't need to spend.
Maybe
on the infrastructure would have been better, don't you think?
You would have thought that anything else would have been better.
You think like pothole repair or bridge repair?
Anything would have been better. Man. From what I can tell here, we are having a glitch. I don't know that George Papadopoulos is going to. I think he's got caught up in travel and some kind of delay. I don't think he's available to call in. I think that's the issue. I could be wrong, but that's the issue.
We checked all the lines. One of our engineers, Don, called us to double check because he heard you speaking about that. But I checked all the lines.
Okay.
Everything is working correctly in that venue. But apparently they must be having some problems in their end.
Yeah,
cell phones.
I'm getting, you know, and if you happen to be in the air, then there's not much you can do about it. I'm getting a kind of a cryptic message from somebody that's working with him, and I think that's what the deal is.
Well, the bottom line is you can listen to him this Friday.
That's right.
Bottom line is
that this guy has got a fascinating story. He's got a book out called The Deep State Target, and there's a tagline to that: how I got caught in the crosshairs of the plot to bring down President Trump. Now that really does kind of wrap it up. I mean, this young guy doing the right thing, getting himself involved in the political government side of things, and literally got stuck in the middle of this huge coup, wound up getting, if I'm correct, he was sentenced, wound up being sentenced after not doing nothing and proving that nothing happened. He still got sentenced to 14 days.
Yeah, 14 days in jail.
In jail, and he served, I believe, 12.
Right.
Got
out early for good behavior.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous, but I'm telling you, the guy has a fascinating story because can you imagine being in your late 20s, early 30s? I'm not quite sure exactly how old it was when this happened, but... And suddenly having the force of not just the United States of America coming after you for doing nothing,
right,
but to have the force of the American security system coming after you, the FBI, yep, the NSA, the CIA, all using whatever resources they have and using them illegally by creating false documents.
No IRS?
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't
That's
need him
next.
This time.
That's next.
I mean, I can't imagine. I cannot even imagine how frightening that must have been. Oh my God. So anyway, folks, he will be here this Friday. I know that he's on his way to Florida because he's doing a few different events in Florida this week. So he will be in Jacksonville at the Mudville Grill this Friday, January 31, and come and hear his story because it is fascinating. It is frustrating. It's unbelievable when you're listening to him tell what happened. But I know you'll enjoy the evening and getting to meet him. So again, go to eventbrite.com and just search for Papa, P-A-P-A, and it'll pop right up. You can get your tickets. $15 for general admission and $30 for the VIP, which includes an autograph book. And we're there from 6 until about 8:30 or so at the Mudville Grill. And it's going to be a really, really fun evening. Yep. But please get on there and get your tickets, because if you want a chance to meet George Papadopoulos and listen personally to his story, again, we have very limited seating. Don't be the one that got turned away, like we had to do with some of our previous guests. So please make sure that you get that lined up. All right, so we're going back to the Second Amendment and the resolution topics that we were talking about earlier. And Ken has a very interesting point.
One thing that always concerns me about this, again, with the Rhino Republicans, mm-hmm, I think any vote that's in favor of anti-gun or gun control, period, let's put it this way.
Right.
Is basically a way for the Democrats to try to separate Republican voters from President Trump.
Yeah.
The state of Florida is critical to his reelection.
Yep.
There are over 2
million.
The ball
is.
It is, definitely. Mm-hmm. But there are over 2 million concealed carry holders in the state of Florida. Unfortunately, when we do have things like rallies in Tallahassee, I've been to 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
We only had 200, maybe 300 last time. We had 1,100 people, possibly. But anytime you don't show that you're in support of our efforts to maintain our Second Amendment,
right,
you're opening yourself up to criticism from the other side and also giving strength to them,
yes,
to pass anti-gun control,
yes,
bills.
And this is what is so crucial. And thank you for that viewpoint, because this is what's incredibly crucial. You know, there's so much apathy. People go, oh, yeah, you know, I'm totally behind the
Second
Amendment.
Somebody else will do it.
But yes, but nobody comes to the rallies. Right. Nobody shows up for, you know, it's mind-boggling to me. But we have got to stop thinking that somebody else is going to do it. Because, folks, I'm telling you, if you're listening to this show, you are the people who are going to do this. I'm just telling you, this is it.
And a reality check is that Blake Harper, who often contributes to the show,
mm-hmm,
mentioned the fact at the council meeting in Jacksonville,
right,
that only 0.8% of guns used in any type of crime are used and sold at gun shows.
Yeah.
Again, there are
0.8, 99.2, not a problem. You have no control who's coming in the door and paying their $9 for a ticket.
There's also an economic impact. The state of Florida has lost 2 gun manufacturers already.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, tourists moved from Miami. They're going to move to Georgia.
Right.
And beyond that, SCCY, I think, is moving to Tennessee. Those people are skilled tradesmen. that build guns.
Right.
You have to maintain that. Otherwise, you're going to see other opportunities move from Florida. Florida has a $95 billion military-industrial complex industry.
Mm-hmm.
If we start taking away the right to build guns here in Florida, other people are going to start looking at taking their business elsewhere as well.
Well, and I'm telling you something else, too. You mentioned the concealed carry. I we had said that there are 38 gun control bills that have been filed in Tallahassee this year. And yes, many of them will not necessarily be heard this year, but trust me, they're going to come back every single year because we get more and more complacent. And as we get more and more complacent, the Republicans who decide to go along with the Democrats because they've got so much more money and they're paying for busload after busload after busload of people to be in Tallahassee every day. Every day. Trust me. We just came back from Tallahassee last week.
Yep.
Ken is going back tomorrow. There's people everywhere that have been paid to be there. And then there's the supporters of the Second Amendment. We don't get paid. It's just a bunch of people who, you know, get in their cars and go and do their thing. If we don't have a whole lot more people who are willing to do that once in a while, they're going to assume, you know what? Nobody's paying attention. So we're just going to go where all the attention is. And that's what happens here. There's a concealed carry gun bill that among other things, will require some new things when you renew your CCW. Number one, it'll drop from 7 years to 5 years. Number two, you're going to have to take your classes again. And number three, this is really crucial here. You're going to have to present a mental health certificate.
Right. On your dime.
And I got news for everybody. Where do we think we're going to get all these mental health professionals who are going to sign these things? I mean, truly, if you're the 1 in 10 million who's going to go nutcase and go off and shoot somebody, who's going to be the mental health specialist who takes the chance on being the one to sign that 1 in 10 million?
Wow.
But one other thing, too. The BAWN, Banned Assault Weapons Now petition, looks like it has failed.
For now.
February 1st was the deadline.
Right. It is failed. It's
failed.
Done.
Okay.
It's over.
But in the same token, Gary Farmer from the Miami area actually issued a bill into the Senate.
Right.
To do the same thing that the ban would have done.
Right. Right.
So
They do not quit. We sit back and go, it's not going to happen in America. Hey, folks, how many of you, honest to God, how many of you 2 years ago honestly thought that Florida would ever have a red flag law? Nobody. Who would have thought that? But then we had that the Stoneman Douglas, whatever it is.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Yeah, whatever high school down south. They had that shooting, and then all of a sudden our Republican legislature had to do something.
It's called a knee-jerk reaction.
It's called crazy. It's nuts. But they caved. They caved big time, and we are stuck with no due process with a red flag law. And if you think that's not going to continue to happen in the state of Florida, you got another thing coming. I'm telling you,
if you care about
the America and you care about the Second Amendment and you care about this republic staying free, then you got to get involved and you have to do it. You just have to do it.
God bless President Trump. God bless America.
God bless. I tell you. So please, this Friday, Trump Club. George Papadopoulos, February 8th, the Second Amendment Gun Rights Forum. Please attend. We hope to see you soon, and take care.